Your news program every morning with up-to-the-minute news and extensive analysis of issues from Korea and abroad. This morning with Alex Jensen on TBS EFM.
Well, the ongoing political scandal here in South Korea is fascinating. It may be disastrous for the country. It may be potentially an opportunity for the future, an opening for democracy here. But Professor Hannes Mosler, professor of the Department of Korean Studies at Freie Universität Berlin, just to be specific, is among those foreign analysts who've been watching very closely, and I presume with great interest. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So we'd love to hear your initial thoughts on that third public statement, an apology by President Park, but so much more than saying sorry. And depending on which aisle of the National Assembly you stand on, it's either a trick, a ploy, or it's a genuine attempt to listen to the people.
Right, yes, this speech of yesterday morning. Well, I can say I had two thoughts. My first thought was that many people will be very disappointed, if not outraged, and that many will think this president is a disgrace to the country. I mean, again, she portrayed herself as having done nothing wrong, and if so, only a little bit by not properly managing those around her, as he said. And, I mean, this is now the third time she had the chance to explain herself to the public, but she didn't say anything even near satisfying the people's demands for clarifying what actually happened and what her role was in all that. And, I mean, this is despite hundreds of thousands of people having been taken to the streets five weeks in a row now, and despite a support rate having plunged to merely 4%, as you know, and also despite the prosecution producing quite plausible suspicious facts, and despite her own government party and even the conservative press being clearly critical and demanding explanations. And, I mean, after all, she's not a queen, having no obligation to justify herself before her subjects, but she is a president elected by the sovereign people of Korea to serve them. And, well, she gave an oath that she will faithfully execute the duties of the president by observing the Constitution and promoting the freedom and welfare of the people. So this was one thought I had, and I think people will be outrageous when listening to her speech. Mm. The second thought was that her statement, to me at least, seemed to be rather tactics to escape proper prosecution, either by the prosecution or by being impeached. And, well, I think this is very dangerous if she gets away with a simple stepping down or even resignation. In her statement, as you know, she spoke of reduction of her term. So this makes one quite suspicious that she is calculating to leave office without being held responsible and without revealing what actually had happened. And, well, okay, I admit that we have to be very cautious here, not to prejudge her too early, but she does, I think, have the responsibility to come forward and tell the truth. So I found her performance quite problematic, and I don't think that will really help to solve the situation.
Well, perhaps the opposition feels the same way, because it is vowing to push ahead with impeachment proceedings, as we've been hearing on today's show. But, I mean, you raised concerns about President Park from the start, didn't you? What was it about her life before taking up the presidency, apart from being the daughter of the late Park Chung-hee, that made you feel she would have authoritarian tendencies?
Well, yes, of course, she's the daughter of a dictator, but also I gave her a chance to perform well as a president, and I wished she would have done so. But I was, yes, as you said, I was critical from the beginning, because even during her time as a representative in the parliament, she was not really showing her a meaningful agenda, a political agenda, but was always pulling the strings from behind. And she was, as you know, she was dubbed the queen of elections. But other than that, she didn't show that she was capable of performing in such an important job as the president of a country. Mm. So there was nobody would know whether she would be capable of doing that. And looking back at her background, she learned politics from her father in the 1970s. So that's her quite peculiar perspective on politics and society, and that tells you a lot.
Yeah, well, you, as I said, were one of those that was raising concerns. There were a number of people at the time who did not agree with her politics, but, you know, they then would have probably voted for Moon Jae-in in that election. The thing is, she won democratically and fairly. Can you say that the people got what they wished for?
Well, I mean, this would be not fair to say so. I think the people were back then, they were quite disappointed by the president, Im Jong-bak. He came into office saying he would revamp the country and put up the economy, but he was very disappointing. So the people were looking for a savior, like it's always the case in Korea. People think, okay, now we have to elect a person that is capable. And in her, of course, they saw her father, and there was this nostalgia, and they thought, let's give her a try, and she's not married, she doesn't have the close aides the others had, with all the corruption. At least they thought. They couldn't know. I mean, I didn't know that it would be so bad, and I mean, who knew? But of course, it was, even then, I was quite shocked that people would elect her, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, but as you said, it was the situation, because the opposition party was so weak and the campaign was so bad. In a way, the opposition actually being so weak and not so good in the campaign, in a way, pushed for Park Geun-hye to be elected. That was very strange, and yeah.
But we now have a situation where, you know, the National Assembly's almost in chaos. You've got a liberal bloc and a group of rebel ruling party lawmakers who will all agree, I'm sure, on impeaching the president. But that's where the agreement stops. Even among the liberal bloc, they will then start to compete with one another over who's going to take over the country next. Is that not a problem? The fact that you've got all these rival interests, it's certainly very far from the bipartisan politics of the past.
Yeah, that's very true, and that's very sad. I mean, that they still, I mean, it's now about 5 weeks in a row, and still they are fighting over their portion of the cake. I mean, that they are still looking who will be in the better position then for the election, the upcoming elections. And this is very bad. They should really get together and now decide. And maybe, in a way, this very bad performance of President Park yesterday morning maybe helps to push the oppositional parties a little bit together and decide for putting through this impeachment motion they are planning to do. So, but this is only hope, and hope dies in the end. But as you said, it's a very sad situation that the opposition, even now, again, as it seems at this point of time, isn't able really to concentrate power and to go in a concerted way for the impeachment of the president, which is now very important to do.
Yeah, and in the case of impeachment, whatever would happen, it would be a period of uncertainty with the prime minister taking charge, no one really knowing how much power he would have. Hwang Kyo-ahn is the current prime minister, of course, someone chosen by President Park Geun-hye herself. As far as the constitution itself is concerned, there has been talk of reform by the president herself. It doesn't look like she's going to be successful with that policy anymore. But would you be looking to shift things a little? I know that you've been more of a fan of a parliamentary system over the presidential rule that we have here, in addition to the National Assembly.
Right. Well, yeah, I think, of course, just changing the system or the institution of the government system doesn't solve all the problems we are facing here, because also what we are looking at actually here is a very long tradition of authoritarian regimes and according interpretation of the existing constitution and certain election law and party laws, which are all interplaying in this and actually creating this very hyper-centralized state or emperor-like president, which is at the heart of all these problems, of course. So it's what I'm saying, it's also a problem of political culture here, and I agree that we cannot simply solve the problem by changing only the system, but I would do argue that it is at least worth a try to change the system, because until now we have seen decades with this presidential system, and it simply doesn't work, and it always brings us to this situation, this lame duck situation, and this corruption and collusion. So I'm in favor in the parliament system, but this would be the maximum. I mean, there are various options. A minimum option would be, for example, to change the constitution with a stronger prime minister, as it's also widely discussed. And this would be a way, if they shy away from completely changing the government system to a parliamentary cabinet system. On the other hand, I think it's. I mean, in the beginning, in 1948, the very first design of the government system was a parliamentary cabinet system, and in the Second Republic, we did have, even though only for a short period, but we did have a cabinet system. So it's not completely new, and it's actually, in a way, going back to the roots. It was only by the first president, Yi Sing-mun,
So there could be an argument drawn from there. The problem at the moment, of course, is that the opposition bloc someone from the opposition bloc will be very much hopeful of taking over the presidency. It takes then quite a big person to lose power or give away
That's
power. Thank you very much. Although that power belongs to no one at the moment except for President Park Geun-hye, despite her what some see as a de facto resignation yesterday. I think we can say it's not exactly that. Professor Mosler, great to have you on the line.
Thank you.
Professor Hannes Mosler from Freie Universität Berlin. We welcome your reaction right now. #1013 for 51 per message. Get in touch via Facebook. Search TBS EFM This Morning.